Good afternoon. Today is Monday, November the 5th, day before the elections, 310th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum. Hey, guy.
Hi, how you doing?
I don't see any new battle scars on you. You been getting out at all?
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, but not as much as I'd like to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about what's keeping him in and getting him out when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time. It's 4:13. No, it's not. It's 3:13. Another issue of time change has reared its ugly head. I guess it'll give me or Aaron something to do for the next half hour while you're talking, Merle.
Yeah, well,
Your watch made it, huh?
My watch made it, but it took some doing.
Okay. Yeah. Our quote this afternoon, let's see, comes from Chico Marx.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you ready for it? Normally it's Groucho, right? Oh, yeah.
Harp would be beep, beep.
Yeah. Quote, I wasn't kissing her, I was whispering in her mouth. Oh, okay. Boy. So you've been kind of a little busy, huh?
Yeah, it's that time of the year, I guess.
Are they weird stuff or just...
Oh, we've had weird stuff.
Now, I think it was last time we got together, we talked about the trimming season. Mm-hmm. And all the new folks moving in for short periods of time into our community and just kind of changing things a little bit.
Right.
When they come in, does that create much additional workload for you guys?
No, because they're too busy out in the mountain someplace trimming.
So even when they're hanging around on the corners,
well,
they're not causing problems for you?
No, usually when they're hanging out in the corners, they're waiting for a ride to their next location.
Oh, and they just have their little sign, you know, stranded, no food kind of thing.
Those come in.
Or maybe on the flip side of it was a scissor.
Yeah, right.
Depending on the speed of what you were going by, right. I suppose. So those guys don't really bring any additional workload for the police department.
No, not in Eureka. They might in the county, but not in Eureka.
Well, since you're the expert in Eureka, that's why we're not talking about Susanville either.
No.
Yeah, okay.
But it is interesting because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving through Willow Creek and on my way to Weaverville.
Didn't they get slammed?
And there was probably 20 to at least 20 people in little groups, two, three to a group, all along the road going through Willow Creek. And I wondered, what's that about? None of them were headed towards Eureka. And then the next weekend, I saw the same thing. And they're all young looking, little backpacks and sleeping bags with them. And so it dawned on me what it was. It was, the end of the growing season around here, I guess. And they're moving on to...
Oh, they weren't there for wine grapes?
I don't think so.
No? No apple picking?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
That'd be Medford.
Yeah. Is that what they call it over there? Wine picking?
No, pear picking.
Okay. So that's where Ukiah went. It all just got ripped out and taken up to Medford. When you look at that, it's interesting. The last couple of weeks, for me, as those folks have disappeared from the corners, some of the... I guess local color seems also to have disappeared. I mean, you know, you go through, everybody has their normal patterns of driving, and you see the people that kind of, they own a corner, so to speak.
Right.
A lot of them are gone. Is there a change in the guard? Are they just rotating around?
No, it's a lot of them this time of the year go to a little better weather area. We haven't had bad weather, real bad weather yet. We did have, you know, a couple of good storms.
A little bit of wet, yeah.
Yeah. But nothing cold yet.
So they'll rotate out before?
Yes, there are those that will, yes.
Okay. last three or four times.
Summer in Eureka.
We've driven on Broadway and we haven't seen any. It's like, well, what's wrong? Yeah. What's wrong? So that's some of the dynamic that's going on, is they're just going through their seasonal rotations, so to speak. Does that change things in the woods and in the green spaces for you guys?
Not a whole lot. We still have, you know, a lot of encampments.
Now there was, I don't remember if this was a news story, if this was something that was shared with me verbally. So if I try to rely on my memory, there's absolutely no way in the world I'm going to pull up with anything halfway accurate.
Yeah. You know what I did about that? I have trouble remembering my password.
Yeah.
So I made my password incorrect. So now when I enter the wrong password, the computer tells me, you've entered an incorrect password. And then that's my password.
Yeah, I have little cute ones, a couple of those protected ones. I have my first name is the first one.
Yeah.
And my second name is the second one.
Yeah.
Just so that I don't
forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally starting to figure it out after, 50 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Discussions about some of the homeless encampments and that there's some rotation and almost a sub-civilization. That when there's somebody who's new, that the others will kind of protect them? Rather than attack? You know, if it's somebody who's just newly out on their luck or down on their luck?
I don't really see a lot of that. I see in strength there's numbers, you know. And sometimes they'll group together and all of a sudden you'll have like 11 camps in a row along the waterfront at a certain location. And they seem to pretty much get along until the wrong person moves in, and then he causes problems for everybody and he starts intimidating people, and that's when, you know, the area comes to our attention, if not before, because, you know, a lot of these areas are places where people walk. You know, they
close take their little hike. Close by, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll walk through these areas and see this, and it upsets them, or they'll have a dog with them, and one of the homeless dogs will come out, and, you know, they're usually pit bulls. And so
confrontation.
So we get calls on it.
It's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. Merle, some of the different cases, so to speak, that you're dealing with. Have you seen a trend the last little bit? I mean, I'm still stunned at the level of criminal activity that we have and the seriousness of it. And I know you say that has an awful lot to do with the realignment at the state with the courts.
And meth has a lot to do with it. We've had a lot of weird calls lately where people have taken their clothes off.
Oh, and, the wandering around naked
thing? Yeah, and or when the officers get there, they'll strip their clothes off. Or we got a call of a guy took his clothes off down on Broadway, ran across the street, and started doing somersaults on the front of another building across the street, right on Broadway at like Fort Washington. And just weird stuff like that. We had the woman that took her clothes off and her kid's clothes off and told the little girl she didn't love her anymore and abandoned her and went in the park with the boy and had his clothes off. And fortunately, a neighbor found the little girl there crying and whatnot, and so we found the woman. And
these are all meth.
Yeah, right. And so it's just, you know, it's hardly a day goes by that we don't deal with somebody that's acting very bizarre, and usually it's meth, either that or they're off their medications.
Well, prescriptive drugs,
right?
that run out, or that they're self-medicating?
They're self-medicating, and they quit taking them. And that's, you hear that a lot. She's off her meds, or he's off his meds. You hear that a lot when we respond to these bizarre behavior calls.
As there are registered sex offenders.
Yes.
And registered parolees.
Right.
Do you guys have a list of registered or those with medication that is for psychological? So you kind of have an idea what you're running into when
No, because that would come into HIPAA. So, no, we don't know what their health issues are, other than, you know, they're acting bizarre. And
unless they're a repeater.
Yeah.
And then
we know. It's like we're not supposed to say that a person has got AIDS, for instance. And we can't even say it on the air. Be careful dealing with that person.
And communicating between dispatch and the officer in the field.
Right, on air. But usually our officers will know who some of these people are, fortunately, because we have to deal with those people differently. We have to make sure that we don't exchange any body fluid. You know, we wear gloves and things like that, so... Just it's a different ballgame. When I started in this business, we never wore gloves, and you'd reach down and feel it in the seat of a car, and you'd come up with a needle stuck to your finger, and you just pull it out, and no big deal. Now there's, hepatitis A through Z, and a couple of them are worse than AIDS. And so you have all these different things that you have to guard against, and we never worried about when I started because they wasn't there.
What do you train your troops for, or to, if they're responding to somebody acting unique?
Well, we have a lot of training in that regard. In fact, we hired a person that was with the health department for 27 years. I got a frog in my throat right now, so excuse me.
Not drug related.
No.
Okay.
No, not even aspirin. We've hired this woman that's been with the health department for 27 years, and she knows most of the people in town. She knows what their issues are. I don't think I've seen a case where I've been with her, because I spent some time with her back when I was the community response commander. We didn't run anybody that she didn't already know that she hadn't had dealings with. And so she knew how to deal. She knew what services were available. So she's been a great resource for us.
In the heat of the moment, did she help the officer react to or perhaps deal with the situation so that it doesn't escalate?
Absolutely. Yep. In fact, it was like, this standoff we had end of last week. We had her on scene. We had other people from the health department on scene to try and communicate with the person. And so, it's just the way things are today.
So that helped to reduce the potential risk in that situation?
Well, actually, what ended up reducing the risk on that was the guy threw a name at us of a deputy sheriff that we kind of all knew. And he had been a friend in growing up together in high school and whatnot. And the one guy turned to drugs, and the other guy went on and became a deputy sheriff in Sonoma County. And then he came back to Humboldt County, but he was from Eureka. And so when he threw his name out, we tracked this guy down and got him to get down here. And because the guy was refusing to talk to us, other than with a firearm, bang, bang, thing through the door. But so we got that deputy there, and he was able to communicate with him.
And we'll get more details when we come back. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum. Merle, some of the burglaries and the arrests, you were talking a little bit before we went to break about the standoff. Was it middle last week? Last Wednesday, Thursday? And you built it up to where the fellow had grown up with somebody who was a badge in Humboldt County.
Right.
And...
We had wanted to talk to him?
Yeah, he
threw the name at our officers, and so they tracked the guy down and brought him there, and he communicated with him, and he was acting weird. He'd come outside one time with a gun and just stand there and then go back in and come back out without a gun and then saying he was going to give up, and then this went on for some time.
Was this with his buddy there on the porch, or... Behind the barricade.
Oh, no. The deputy was at a safe location.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would think it could be a scenario. Hey, come on up. I need to talk.
Sure.
Okay. Now what happens?
That's why we make them come to us.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was refusing to do that.
Makes sense. So they just talked?
Talked to him.
And that was enough?
And eventually, yeah. Well, they wear down after a while. You know, they start getting tired and, you know, their
a little cranky
wears off. And yeah. Crank, yeah, okay, I got that one.
Oh, good. Well, I would think most all of these, it would be a safe bet to say, was drug-related.
He had a history.
There must be some, though, that aren't. Whether it's depression, a relationship,
sure.
Something went sideways on him, and they're despondent, that kind of stuff. How different do you play those scenarios out, or is that a luxury you can afford?
Well, we have to play them out to a safe ending for everybody. Like over the weekend, we had a woman that was had assaulted somebody, and she was very, very uncontrolled. We couldn't control her.
Maybe like twitchy, or
yelling, screaming. Got her to the hospital, ripped off her clothes, tried to rip off her clothes, screaming at the nurses, you know, screaming at everybody, yelling. And it turned out when we were able to settle down and get her restrained and get her medicated, she had lost a boyfriend to suicide recently. And she went off like this at one other time when she lost her father, when he passed away. So... She had a history of this problem.
And once medication is okay, then things stay balanced?
Right. Yeah.
Of the responses you guys take that you would attribute to chemical, define it how you want, what percentage are legal drugs and what percentage are illegal?
You know,
any idea?
No, but I do know this. Back, it's been a couple of years ago now, I was looking into what is causing, I said something to the coroner one day, I said, I get every day, or I mean every week, I get the weekly report of people who died in Humboldt County. And I was noticing a lot of young people die. And of course, I noticed that because they're much younger than I am. And so I'm going, what's with that? So I asked the coroner, I says, how come all these young people are dying? He says, drugs. I says, I don't see where we're responding that many heroin overdoses. He says, no, I'm talking about legal drugs. And so I'm going, well, what the heck's that about? So I called the coroner from Reading, health, and also with the health department over there. I talked to them also. And it turned out that they had the same issues, that a lot of the people that were overdosing were on prescribed stuff. And what happens is, you know, people that are prescribed some, and they're also, we're overdosing on a particular drug. And I find out the reason they were being prescribed that one is because it was cheap. it did the same thing as other drugs, but it was a very cheap drug. And so, and they explained, well, you know, they say if you take one at night and one in the morning, these people go through them real fast. You know, all of a sudden they need more. They're going, well, if one is going to do real good, about three. And of course, you're not supposed to take alcohol with them, and that's something else they do, you know.
So finish it off with a beer.
Yeah, wash it down. I didn't use beer as a chaser. I didn't know anything was going to catch some of them drugs, but they're, and so that was part of the, or they forget they took them, and they take them again.
So inadvertent.
Yeah, I don't think these are not cases where they took them to die. They just totally misused them. I mean, look at all the movie stars and whatnot, the famous people that have done the same thing.
Forgetful also.
Yeah, some cases maybe.
Now, what about these strangos that are sleeping in people's beds and are in their apartments?
Is that the same profile? I haven't looked at each particular case, but usually you can look at that and say, yeah, they're on meth, they're high, they're running around, you know, paranoid about something. And this one guy up there, he was paranoid. He thought people were breaking into his house at 3:00 in the morning.
So he thought he was in his house when he was in someone else's?
No. I'm talking about the one where the guy ended up shooting through the door and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
On a standoff. Went
where you brought hours. You brought the
right,
deputy
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Was it? Well, wonders never cease.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more from Merle Harpham.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 346. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. Merle, every once in a while you get a chance to kind of strut the team stuff a little bit, and you'd shared before the show there's an event coming up a little bit later on this week.
Well, Thursday they're sending up a highway patrol sergeant from Sacramento and then someone from 3A to honor three of our officers. They're honoring six officers, one's from Red Bluff, one's from Redding, and one's from Northern District Highway Patrol, and three from Eureka. And this, every time this happens, it's always, you know, we've got three people, and you know, the rest of the North State only has three people total.
So you're not throwing down a smackdown here to the local CHP
commanders
saying anything. It just happens to be coincidental, and you're bringing that to our attention.
Well, it's in Eureka. Well, the Highway Patrol, when they come up, they kid us and say, "You got a cherry patch up here."
Oh, I
and,
see.
Yeah, I know our car thefts were up 104% one month, and they've been running about 67% ever since realignment went into effect October of last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
So you got three
officers are going to be honored because they've recovered so many stolen vehicles and captured so many people in stolen vehicles.
Is that a percentage or is that poundage?
Numbers. They have a combination. So many people in custody and so many vehicles. Or, if you get a whole bunch of people in custody, you don't have to recover that many other vehicles, and vice versa. If you recover a whole bunch of vehicles, that's a pretty huge saving to 3A or the other insurance companies. So that's why they make this special effort and come up and take us out to lunch and. And
oh, they're bringing you along.
How'd
you weasel in on this
Just lucky, I guess. Yeah. It's called a 10-8-51, which is a vehicle code section for car theft. It's a 10-8, and so they'll get a pin, and they'll get to wear this pin on their part of their uniform.
Also, it's something that's recognized by the local police departments as a milestone. So this is a resume builder.
Yes.
Not just a free lunch.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to say who they are or not?
Oh, geez. You would ask me that. No,
we'll have to wait for the press release.
Yeah, right. We'll do a press release.
Yeah, you don't forget the lunch, but you forget the guys.
Right.
Oh, that's perfect. We've got daylight savings. Now has gone bye-bye. We're back to standard time. Boy, was it foggy this morning.
I know. It was foggy last night coming in between Blue Lake and 101. I had to slow down to about 50 miles an hour. And usually I'm
85, 90 from what I understand. Yeah. It was. We couldn't see the towers this morning until about 10 o'clock. It was really thick. Kind of like the old days.
Yes, I can remember some. I can remember some days when they, back in the 50s, they used to pull the highway patrol off the road, tell them go to Deb's and have coffee until you get a call, because it's too dangerous out there now.
And five, 10 miles an hour on the highway.
Oh yeah,
thick.
And I've seen some weird stuff on those. So that when it was so thick.
So that's why the police department is located where it is today.
No.
Close to Denny's.
No.
Just another coincidence, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that'll be enough coincidence for this show. Thanks for coming by, Merle.
Okay.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Merle Harpham. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.
So we.